Hi guys, this is Rain for Res Life. C.S. Lewis wrote a story called The Voyage of the Dawn Treader. It's part of the Chronicles of Narnia series, so you may have read the book or seen the movie. It tells about a group of kids who travel to another world called Narnia. There they form deep, lasting friendships with the people they meet and help. They go on many adventures, and in the Dawn Treader, they are accompanying their friend King Caspian on a voyage to find some lost lords. While traveling, they come across an island containing a pool with the mysterious ability to turn anything dipped into its water into solid gold. The possibilities quickly excited them, and they began dipping shells and nearby items into the pool. In no time at all, King Caspian is proclaiming his sovereign right over this land and proudly exalting his own name. One of the boys, Edmund, gets very angry at this because he was the one to figure out the pool's secret. Before you know it, these two young men who have fought side by side in battle are pointing swords and threatening each other over the possibility of an unending supply of gold. Sadly, we are just like them. We lose focus on the things of true value and only see the immediate worth of worldly wealth. That's how intoxicating idols can be sometimes. They can make you forget so quickly what you value and whom you love, and before you know it, you are holding a sword to your dear friend's throat. St. Paul instructed his young friend in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 7 through 11, on what God tells us is of true value. Quote, "What did we bring into the world? Nothing. What can we take out of the world? Nothing. So then, if we have food and clothes, that should be enough for us. But those who want to get rich fall into temptation and are caught in the trap of many foolish and harmful desires, which pull them down to ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a source of all kinds of evil. Some have been so eager to have it that they have wandered away from the faith and have broken their hearts with many sorrows. But you, man of God, avoid all of these things. Strive for righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness." End quote.